Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. This hadith is about the world after the reappearance of Al-Mahdi. As you know, we are in the era of the imamate of Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and more significantly, we are in the era in which the Imam alayhi salam is in the major occultation. As you know, the major occultation is the time in which the Imam, although he is existent and alive, he cannot be seen, and we do not have direct access to him. And as we have been told in our religious scriptures, a time will come when the Imam will once again reappear. He will once again appear. And it has been reported that he will fill the earth with justice as it had been filled previously with injustice and tyranny. A lot of people ask, you know, what will the world be like, you know, when the Imam reappears? So in this hadith, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he alludes to, you know, the way that the world will be like after the reappearance of the Imam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam has been reported as having said, when our Qa'im, this is one of the designations of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when our Qa'im will rise, Allah will remove all defects from our Shia. Right? So this is one of the things that will change, you know, in the world after the reappearance of the Imam. If the Shia of the world right now are oppressed and are weak, after the reappearance of the Imam, all of the defects and imperfections and weaknesses in the Shia will be removed from them. In continuation, the Imam says, and he will make their hearts like pieces of iron, which is probably an allusion to the fact that they will become courageous. You know, if there was fear in them, they will no longer be afraid of anything. And he will make the strength of a man from among them equal the strength of 40 men. This could be an allusion to the fact that physically they will become stronger, or it could even be, you know, an allusion or an indication to the fact that, you know, they will, the resources, you know, that were previously in the hands of the tyrants and oppressors will now be handed over to the just followers of the Ahlul Bayt, and, you know, they will be, you know, obtain in this way, they will obtain power and strength. Finally, the Imam alayhi salam says the following. He says, they will be the rulers and chiefs of the earth. In other words, this is, you know, previously if they were subjects and subjugated and under the rule of, you know, these tyrants and these oppressors, after the advent of the Imam, they will be given power, and they will take reins of, you know, the governments of the world. And, you know, this is something that has been indicated in the Quran as well as in the Bible. In the Bible, we read that the meek shall inherit the earth. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the world, the condition of the world after the reappearance of the Al-Mahdi, in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد